The once crowded Republican field to replace Congressman Jason Chaffetz is now down to three candidates. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, when discussing President Trump, the GOP candidates are striking a delicate chord between support and uncertainty.
Only two of the 11 candidates in the running for the Utah GOP's special nominating convention this weekend even referenced President Trump. Debbie Aldrich was one of those candidates who most closely aligned with the president.
And if you can't go to Washington and stand for his agenda and stand for our president, you have no business going to Washington.
She received only modest applause and was one of the first voted out. A noticeable lack of enthusiasm for Trump among some conservative Utahns presents a unique challenge for Republicans promising to shake things up in Washington, especially when their party runs all three branches of government. Former state lawmaker Chris Herod, who won Saturday's convention, said he doesn't think Trump's popularity, or lack thereof, will have a determining effect on the 3rd District race.
Over 50% of Utah County voted for Trump, but my allegiance is to the Constitution. I won't swear that to Trump, but on those issues that I can agree on, I will help push his platform.
Herod will face financial advisor Tanner Ainge and Provo Mayor John Curtis in the GOP's primary. While Ainge did end up voting for Trump in the general election, he told the Salt Lake Tribune he is concerned by the drama engulfing the White House. Curtis, meanwhile, is the only candidate to admit he did not vote for Trump, opting to write in a friend's name instead.
But now I want to find the good things. This is my style again. It's okay, what has he done? How can I have a working relationship with him? Because we need to move the country forward, and we've got to help him be successful.
Curtis said he's concerned that Trump's inability to focus has slowed progress on the GOP's big-ticket agenda items like health care, tax reform, and infrastructure. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.